Psalm 89.
诗篇八十九。
Verse 1.
第一节。
I will sing of the loving kindness of the Lord forever. To all generations I will make known thy faithfulness with my mouth.
我要歌唱耶和华的慈爱直到永远，我要用口将你的信实传于万代。
Verse 2, for I have said, loving kindness will be built up forever. In the heavens thou wilt establish thy faithfulness.
第二节，因我曾说，你的慈悲坚立到永远，你的信实必坚立在天上。
I have made a covenant with my chosen, sworn to David my servant. I will establish your seed forever, and build up your throne to all generations.
第三节、四节，我与我所拣选的人立了约，向我的仆人大卫起了誓，我要建立你的后裔直到永远，要建立你的宝座直到万代。
And the only thing we want to note there is that three times this word forever was mentioned.
我们要注意到直到永远被提到了三次，直到万代。
And then in Ephesians 1,
以弗所书第一章。
And this will be our main text this morning, verses 9 and 10.
第九节、第十节是我们今天早上所要分享的信息。
He, God, made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His kind intention, which He purposed in Him.With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times. That is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things in the earth.
以弗所书第一章第九节、十节都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里同归于一。
Philippians 2:9
腓立比书第二章第九节。
Philippians 2:9 and 10
腓立比书第二章第九、第十。
Therefore also God highly exalted him, that's Christ.And bestowed on him the name which is above every name, the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the God the Father.
这里指到基督，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Revelation 11, verse 15.
启示录第十一章十五节。
Revelation 11:15, and the seventh angel sounded, and there arose loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of the Lord, our Lord, and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever.
启示录十一章十五节，第七位天使号，天上就有大声音，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。
First Corinthians 15,
哥林多前书十五章
，Verse 22,
第二十二节。
1 Corinthians 15:22, For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all shall be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ the firstfruits, After that, those who are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers up the kingdom to the God and Father, when he has abolished all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign until that all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be abolished is death. For he has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he says all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he is accepted. He put all things in subjection to him. And when all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself also will be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him, that God may be all and all.
哥林多前书十五章从二十二到二十八节，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活，但个人是按照自己的次序复活，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都活了，就把国交于父神，因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下，尽末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。因为经上说，神叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既说万物都伏了他，明显那叫万物伏他的不在其内了。万物既伏了他，那时子也要自己伏那叫万物伏他的，叫神在万物之上为万物之主。
That God may be all and in all.
神在万物之上为万物之主。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we're thankful for your invitation around your table this morning.
主耶稣，我感谢你邀请我们来赴你的饼杯的宴席。
Truly, our beginning is at the cross, your table.
是我们的开始是在十字架，是在你的饼杯面前。
And only that which comes out of the cross, Lord, can praise you.
只有借着十字架，我们才能够赞美你。
We thank you, the Word.
话语向我们打开。
It is the living Word.
是活的话语。
It is sharper than a two-edged sword.
比两刃的利剑更快。
And it's the only thing that can divide our soul and spirit.
能把我们的灵和体分开。
So we look to you for that dividing work.
我们来仰望你这话语。
That we might be a people with pure hearts.
使我们能够成为心灵洁净的人。
And that you would sum up everything in our life in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
使万有都能够归在基督的里面。
Bless this hour.
祝福这个时候。
Give us a voice that will speak your word, anointing.
用你的来高讲员
translation
来高翻译的
and hearing
也来高听的
in ourselves we can do nothing
借着我们什么都不能够做
but you with you you can do all things
但是因着你你可以做事情
we pray this in Jesus name
我们奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen all of the scriptures were related
所有这些章节都是相关的。
We get the privilege of seeing the end of the story.
我们有这个权柄能够看到这末世的时候。
How much easier watching a ball game would be if we knew the score before it began.
如果我们能知道这个结果，看这个比赛会何等的容易。
There would be no more anxious moments when we watch the Olympics.
如果看到奥林匹克竞赛，我们就不会再有任何的焦虑。
Because we know the end.
因为我们知道那个结局。
And when we walk with the Lord, it's wonderful, brothers and sisters. We know the end.
跟主同行，我们也是知道结局是怎样的。
But it's not just enough to know the end.
但是知道结局不够。
A lot of times we think that we might know something in the Word, and we think if we know it.In our mind, that it is reality.
我们很多时候在投入到这些神圣经的话，这却不是在实际的里面。
If you're born of the Spirit this morning, you know something about the Lord's return, the Lord's second coming.
如果你是在圣灵里重生的，你多少知道一些主耶稣的第二次再来。
And you might be able to give all kinds of interpretations and signs and things regarding the Lord's second coming.
你也会听到很多的预表。和关于到主耶稣的再来。
But brothers and sisters, that knowledge of the second coming does not guarantee that we are prepared for his coming.
但是知道主耶稣的再来并不能够代表我们已经预备好了。
Because our spiritual life is more than just knowing the word.
因为我们属灵的生活远远超过我们只是知道这些话。
During the summer, I teach a memorization class to young children.
这个夏天我教一些年轻的小孩课。
And some of those children know even books of the Bible.
很多小孩把整本的圣经背整章的圣经背下来。
But I will tell you one thing, that it's not a reality in their heart.
但是在他们的心里面却不是实际。
Some of it might be.
有些可能是。
But most of it, of course, is not.
但是大多数来讲，这些话并不是实际。
It is just storing the word in their hearts so that at a later time, when they become more mature in the Lord, the Holy Spirit will have something there to attach to work on.
等到他们长大成熟以后，这些话圣灵能够才能够把它们变成实际。
So we want to this morning discuss.How we can be a part of that end.
所以今天早上我们要来分享，我们怎么才能够成为那个结局的一部分。
How we can be part of the winning team.
我们怎么才能够成为那个赢的那个队的一部分。
And that consists of ruling and reigning with the Lord just forever and ever.
是讲到主耶稣王直到永远。
This morning we just read this verse in Ephesians 1, 9 and 10.
我们讲到以弗所，我们刚刚读到以弗所书第一章九节十节。
And in that verse we see something of the mystery of God's will.
在那里讲到了神的旨意的奥秘。
Now what is the mystery of God's will?
什么是神旨意的奥秘呢？
Well, when we go to the 10th verse, we see the answer.
当读到第十节的时候，我们就知道那个答案是什么。
The mystery of God's will is summing up everything in Christ.
那个神旨意的奥秘就是要在基督里同归于一，是天上地上一切所有的。
The Bible speaks of the mystery of God.
圣经讲到神的奥秘。
And what is the mystery of God?
什么是神的奥秘呢？
What is that secret that is hidden foremost, utmost in God's heart?
在神心目中那个最高的那个秘密是什么呢？
His son.
就是儿子。
The Lord Jesus Christ.
是主耶稣基督。
And what is the mystery of Christ?
那个主耶稣的那个秘密是什么呢？
What is hidden in God's heart? 在 in the Lord Jesus' heart.
在主耶稣心里面一个奥秘是什么呢？
What is he thinking about morning, noon and night?
他每天早上、中午、晚上所思考的是什么呢？
What is he ever interceding for?
他为我们代祷是为了什么呢？
What did he come to this earth to rescue?
他来到这地上要拯救什么呢？
His body, the church.
是他的身体，他的教会。
And that's us.
就是我们。
So, we have this mystery of God's will.
所以我们有这个神旨意的奥秘。
Which takes it a little bit further.
我们再往前一步。
What is God willfully doing all day long?
神每一天都在他旨意里做什么呢？
What is everything that is happening on the face of this globe, even right now? What is God's will in all those happenings?
在地上所发生的每一件事情，神在这一切事情里面的旨意是什么呢？
We know from the book of Job that God is sovereign over all.
我们从约伯记里看到神在所有的事情上都有主权。
And even in natural disasters, the winds and the floods and the fire, God is in it.
甚至在这个天然的灾害里面，在风里，在火里面，在水灾里面，神都有他的旨意。
The wars that exist around the planet, even right now, God is aware of it.
在地上所发生的每一件事情，神都非常的清楚。
Early this morning, I received an email of a brother, in Dallas who went to be with the Lord.
今天早上收到一个 email， 一个在达拉斯的弟兄今天早上被主接去了。
God knew it.
神知道。
Even in death.
甚至在死的里面。
What's God's will in all this?
神在这一切事情的旨意里是什么呢？
On a positive side, in the last 24 hours, the word of God has been spoken around the globe in many hundreds, thousands, even hundreds of thousands of places.
在过去的24个小时的里面，神的话在这个地上已经被传说了很多很多的地方。
What's the mystery of the will?
他神旨意的奥秘是什么呢？
What's God doing in this?
神在这一切事情里面在做什么呢？
Saving people from going to hell?
拯救人不再去地狱吗？
That's a part of it.
这是一部分。
But much more.
但是比这更多。
The saving part, that evangelistic part,is the beginning.
那个拯救的那一部分只是一个开始。
But as we read in these passages just now, God is summing up everything in His Son.
但是我们在所读的圣经里面讲到，使天下万物都在基督里同归于一。
And it truly is a secret. It is a secret that even the Old Testament prophets did not fully understand.
这实在是一个奥秘，现在旧约里的先知都不是完全的明白。
And in this book of Ephesians, God has given to the Apostle Paul, as it were, the full knowledge, the complete knowledge that he wants us to know on this earth.
但是在以弗所书里面，神把这个奥秘启示给保罗，使保罗能够知道这个旨意的丰富的奥秘。
Lord Jesus is to be preeminent in everything.
是基督在一切上做王掌权居首位。
He will not rule forever and ever over something that is not complete.
神在一件不完全的事情上不能够永远的做王掌权。
Why do things need to be summed up in Christ?
为什么事情要在基督里同归于一呢？
It's kind of a silly question.
这实在是一个可笑的问题。
Do is look around and see all the confusion, all the vanity.
我们只要看一看这周围的虚空和。
And immediately we see something has to be done.
我们就会意识到有一件事情一定要来做。
We know that the Lord is going to come back and rule.
我们知道说主耶稣要回来要做王。
We know that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth.
我们要知道说有个新天新地。
Can there be rebellion when the Lord Jesus is reigning?
当主耶稣做王的时候，还会再有悖逆吗？
Absolutely not.
绝对不可以。
The rebellion that began in the garden,
悖逆是从那个伊甸园开始的。
Has to be dealt with.
需要被对付。
And it's being dealt with every day on this earth.
在每一天的生活里面都被对付。
In Ezekiel 28, we see Satan's rebellion.
在以西结28章，我们看见这个撒旦的悖逆。
Satan.Lucifer, this beautiful cherub,
路斯福这个美丽的撒拉福，路斯
excuse me,
sorry, 基路伯
was the most beautiful,
最美丽的
was the most wealthy,
是最富有的
had the highest position,
在最高的位置
everything that you could imagine that is great was in this cherub, this Lucifer.
每一件能想象到的事情都在这个路斯福在这个基路伯的里面。
There's only one place that he did not have.
只有一个位置他没有。
And I might say incidentally he did have a free will.
但是他的确有一个自由的意志。
So that he would worship and submit to God out of a willing heart, not a coerced heart.
所以他可以能够自愿的来顺服来敬拜神而不是出于威胁。
But the position that he did not have was God's position.
但是他没有那个神的位置。
This cherub was this angel was created.
这个基路伯是被造的。
He was not the creator.
他不是那个创造者。
And envy jealousy pride to his heart.
但是嫉妒和骄傲进入他的心。
And in Isaiah 14, we see how he wanted a higher place.
在以赛亚书十四章里，我们看见他是怎样想要一个更高的位置。
And five times he says, I will get that place.
在以赛亚书十四章，他五次提到说我要做到那个最高的位置。
And through his persuasiveness and his leadership, one third of the angels took up his side of pride.
他叙说了三分之一的天使跟他一起堕落。
And the Lord judged him, and he was cast out of heaven.
神审判了他，把他从天上抛下来。
But God's plan was not thwarted.
但是神的计划并没有因此受挫折。
He would sum up all things in His Son.
他要使万有都在基督里同归于一。
And he But before that, I should back up a little bit. He decided to create man to sum everything.
神就决定人能够使万有都归在基督里同归于一。
Take back that which was lost.
他会使失去的再恢复过来。
And of course, we know in Genesis 3 that man also failed.
当然，我们知道在创世纪里面人也失败了。
Man had a free will.
人也有自由意志。
Man could choose daily.
人可以选择。
And a tree was set up to be a deciding point for man.
那个树在那里都使成为人一个决定的点。
Would he obey what God said?
他会顺服神所说的吗
？Indicating that he trusted God.
来显明他相信神。
And showing that he respected God.
来证明他敬畏神
that he loved God,
他爱神
or would he love himself more?
或者说他更爱自己
and he looked at the tree,
他看着那个树
and looked good to eat.
可以吃
and looked good to the eyes of the flesh.
Look. 悦人眼目可以吃
And he did partake. And he partake.
他就吃了那个果子。
And of course, we know that self-life became the rebellion in man, and of course to us today.
所以那个悖逆就进入了我们的生命，一直到今天。
But as I said earlier, God's plan was not thwarted. It was not stopped.
但是我说过神的计划没有被受到挫折
He said, I will have everything summed up under my son.
他说我会使万有都在基督里同归于一
And his plan was to use his son as the light.
他的计划是要借着他的儿子来实现他的计划
To have a people that loved him with all their soul and mind.
是有一群人能够尽心尽性尽意的来爱他的儿子。
He would take a perfect man to accomplish the job.
他要借着这个完全的人来完成这个工作。
And Jesus came in the form of a baby.
主耶稣就借着一个婴儿的形象来。
And in this we have the beginning of a new race.
所以就有一个新的族类的开始
In about 33 and a half years
在那个33年半的时间里面
We have a man who lived perfectly
我们有一个人是一个完全的人
Who satisfied the Father perfectly
完全的满足了父神
In life, in nature, in disposition, character
在他的性格在他的生活的里面
In all things
在所有的事情里面
In all types of temptations.
在所有的试探里面
Let's look at Matthew 5 as an example.
我们看马太福音第五章
Matthew 5
马太福音当
We see something of the Lord's character.
我们看到一些主的性格
The Lord Jesus is the one who spoke these words in Matthew 5
是主耶稣说到这些话。
Beginning with the third verse,
第三节。
What was in his heart was really he himself, it was his character.
在他心里面的就是他的这些性格。
He spoke from a reality.
他从一个实际的里面来说这些话。
This was his very being.
这就是他自己。
Verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
There was nothing on this earth that the Lord Jesus looked to make him happy.
这地上没有任何一件事情能够使主耶稣高兴。
There was nothing, whether it was education, whether it was power, whether it was possessions.
这个地上无论是教育是他拥有的还是他的能力。
Jesus was poor in spirit.
主耶稣是一个虚心的人。
He did not look to anything on this earth to give him pleasure.
这地上没有任何一件事情能够让他觉得满足。
This is the character of this man.
这就是这个人的性格。
Verse 4, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
第四节，哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
I'm reminded of that verse where Jesus says, Jerusalem, O Jerusalem.
这时我想起主耶稣说到说为耶路撒冷哀哭，耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷。
Oh, how he wanted to gather his people himself.
他多么想让他的子民回到他面前。
To have communion with them.
使他们有交通。
As a mother hen gathers her chicks.
如同母鸡聚集小鸡。
He went about with this cheerful attitude of compassion for the people.
他有这样对他的民有这样子的一个同情，有这样子的一个同情的心。
He was pessimistic about anything on this earth to please. It was only to do the Father's will.
他只想做父神的旨意。
And to gain a people that would love him.
得到一些能够爱他的人。
First time. Gentle, blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
The Lord Jesus was the first gentle, lowly person to walk on this earth.
主耶稣是第一个在地上是这样子的温柔，这样卑微的人。
From birth to death.
从出生到死。
Every man other than the Lord, heart is filled with pride.
每一个人除了主耶稣以外，心里都充满了骄傲。
With high expectations.
有很高的期望。
Gratifying self.
满足自己。
Wanting, grasping after the things of this earth.
想要得到的地上的东西。
But here was this gentle one.
但是这里有一个非常温柔的人，这样一个卑微的人。
And this is how, this is the means now that God is going to sum up everything in His Son.
这就是神要把万有都归附在他基督里的一个方法。
He has to have one perfect man.
他得有一个完全的人。
Verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
饥渴人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
For they shall be satisfied.
他们饱足。
Remember the Lord on the cross after God had turned his back on him?
我们知道在十字架上神向主耶稣转背。
And Jesus cried out, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
主耶稣向神呼喊说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
Jesus was not offended.
主耶稣并不是被。
And immediately came back. The next word on the cross was, "I thirst."
他说我渴。
Jesus also said in Matthew 4, "For man shall not live by bread alone."
马太福音第四章他也说到，人不只是单靠食物活着。
By every word that comes out of the mouth of the Father.
而是靠神口中所出的一切话。
Jesus.Was totally dependent upon the his father for his sustenance, for his feeding.
就完全的仰望神，为了他一切的。
His heart naturally sought the Father.
他的心是这样自然的来寻求神。
We're cold by nature.
我们天性里面是非常的冷。
Even as born again believers, we wake up so distant from the Lord.
甚至重生的基督徒，我们的心跟神是这样子的远。
We naturally are not subject to the Father.
我们是非常自然的来不是那样子的，不顺服神。
But it's different with God's man.
但是人子是不一样的，神子是不一样的。
He knew what it was to live a life hungering and thirsty.
他知道是怎样过一个饥渴慕义的生活。
And this is how the Lord's going to sum it up in Him.
这就是神怎样在基督里同归于一。
Verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
连续有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
You know why this morning, brothers and sisters?
那早上我们听到了什么呢？
The mercy of God.
就是神的怜悯。
And His beloved Son.
在他的儿子里面。
We're not merciful. We're not even merciful to brothers and sisters.
我们是没有怜悯的，我们对弟兄姊妹都没有怜悯。
Do you see the work that God has to do in each one of us?
你看。
For us to make it to where we rule and reign with Him.
你看到神要在我们心里面要做何等的工作，使我们能够跟他一同作王吗？
We are so infant, so infantile.
我们是这样子的，像婴儿一样幼稚。
All the work that God has to do.
所有这些神在我们里面的工作。
To make us like His Son.
使我们能够像他的儿子。
But the good word this morning is.That he does have that man in glory.
但是有一个好信息，就是的确是有一个人在荣耀里。
I don't know how many of you know the military word head.
我不知道你们知不知道一个军用词语，就是滩头阵地，大概是。
In World War II, there are a number of examples of beachhead, but one of the greatest was in the Southern Pacific.An island called Guadalcanal.
在二战里面有很多这样的例子，有一个非常有名的叫做瓜达尔卡。
The Japanese had occupied, of course, the eastern side of China.
日本人占了中国的东部。
And of course, it moved all the way over to the Hawaiian Islands, December 7th, 1941.
在1941年12月份的时候一直到了夏威夷
all the way south through Indonesia down to the southern islands even this little island called Guadalcanal
一直到印度尼西亚的南边甚至到了这个小岛叫做瓜达尔卡尔岛
Sounds familiar
I'm sorry
August 7th 1943 a 1st Division of MarinesMade a landing on the tip of Guadalcanal.
在1942年8月7号的时候，美国海军陆战队占领了一个这个小岛的肩部。
And our Marines fought one of the toughest six-month, one-week battle of the whole Pacific.
这个海军陆战队征战了最艰难的征战，是长达六个月一个礼拜。
They would have died if the Japanese hadn't stockpiled a bunch of rice there. There was a lot of rice that the Japanese had put there.
日本人放了很多的大米
and our men lived off that.
如果没有这些大米，这些人就早就死了。
And step by step, finally, February 7th, 1943,This island regained.
一步一步，一直到二月七号，1943年，他们把这个岛子给征服了。
One very small island in the whole Pacific.
在是这样子的一个小岛，在整个太平洋里面。
China, the Philippines, all Indonesia, all Singapore, all occupied by Japanese.
中国、印度尼西亚、菲律宾都被日本人占领。
But that. Little beachhead began the beginning, moving northward all the way to Tokyo.
当时这一个小岛成了一个向北推进，一直到东京的这一个开始。
China would be recovered.
中国被恢复。
Philippines.
菲律宾被恢复。
All the islands.
所有的这些岛都被岛屿都被恢复。
And by 1945, the war would be over.
到1945年、战争就结束了。
But it started on a very small scale.
但是 从一开始从一个小岛这里开始。
And this is the way it operates.
这就是主、神一个工作的方式。
His son, Egypt.
他的儿子那个滩头阵地。
And we are to be those few soldiers with him.
我们就是。我们就是 那几个战士跟他一同来征战
Our conquering chief,
我们的元帅
he's gone through.
他已经经历了这些
he was tested in everything.
他在、他被经过很他经过很多的试验
in verse 8 of Matthew 5 we see he was the pure in heart and the pure in heart shall see God
第八节，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
One man had an undivided heart.
有一个人有一个有一个人是有一个清心没有被占据的心。
To the left or the right.
从来没有或偏向左或偏向右。
On this earth, he was tempted in everything that would be tempted.
他在这个地上，他也被各样的事情试探。
Much more.
而且比我们所经历的试探还要多。
But he did not fail.
但是他没有失败。
This is how the Lord is going to sum up all things. He's going to have a man.
这就是主要要怎样在基督里同归于一。
Verse 9, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
第九节，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必成为神的儿子。
Now, brothers, sisters, in verse 3, we have this kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven in verse 3.
在第三节里面有那个天国。
Verse 5, we have inheriting the earth.
在第五节有那个承受地土。
And here in verse 9, we have called sons of God.
在第九节我们称为神的儿子。
And verse 10, those...who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of God.
第十节，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
In these passages, see how the Lord is heading towards the kingdom.
在这些章节里面，我们看见主耶稣一直在走向天国。
This is what was on his mind in Genesis 12 when he came to Abraham.
这就是在他心里面所想的当创世纪他来到亚伯拉罕的时候
I will have a people.
我要有我的子民
And he started with a few misfit Israelis or Jewish people, Hebrew people
他从几个犹太人开始
but
希伯来人开始
But he will end with every knee bowing
但是他 在以万基督向他跪拜为结束
For verse 9 Blessed are the peacemakers He is the Prince of Peace
使人和睦的人有福了因为他们必成为神的儿子
And the first thing brothers and sisters to sum up everything in Christ You and I come to that place of peace
你和我一定要 来到平安的里面
This is why Ephesians 5 and 6There are so many practical illustrations.
在以弗所书第五章第六节有很多非常实际的学习。
For in summing up all things in Christ, so that God's Christ can rule forever and ever.
要在基督里同归一，使基督能够在永远里面作王掌权。
He starts there in Ephesians 5:22 with wives submit.
从以弗所书第五章二十二节里开始要人要来顺服
Husbands have this disposition that we see in Jesus in Matthew 5 and love your wives
丈夫要来爱你的妻子当我们来看到马太福音第五章所有的这些性格
Ephesians 6:1 Children obey your parents
以弗所书六章一节儿女做儿女要来顺服父母
What does that have to do with? Submission
跟我们有什么关系呢？就是要来顺服。
All these things has to do with submission.
所有这些事情都跟顺服有关。
The next verse where it says, "Do not provoke your children."
下面讲到说，做父母的不要惹儿女的。
Out of a heart of wrath.
这个里面。
One has to submit to the Spirit of God.
要把你。
Not to be angry.
不要愤怒，把你的灵交给神。
Slaves, employees, submit graciously to your employer.
奴仆或者是员工能够顺服你的老板。
For Romans 13:1 tells us that all authority is from God.
罗马书13:1所有的作王掌权都是神所赐的，都是神所命定的。
All delegated authority.Whether it's the 25-year-old police officer,
所有神所命令的权柄，不管是25岁的一个警察
，or an unfair, unsaved, unfair boss,
或者是一个不公平的老板
，supervisor,
你的经理
，God has put him there,
神把他放在那个位置
，and in this environment, God teaches us to submit.
在神在这个环境里面教导我们怎样来顺服。
We did not yet in the garden.
我们在典礼我们没有顺服
and therefore we have to learn the lesson.
所以我们要来学这个功课
and God has provided his word.
神把他的话赐给我们
he's provided the Holy Spirit.
神把圣灵赐给我们
he's provided brothers and sisters.
赐给我们弟兄姊妹
he's provided an environment.
他给我们一个环境
school.
学校
workplace,
工作
marriage,
婚姻家庭
recreational time,
还有我们娱乐的时候
and body life,、
啊、
body life
在全体的里面
test us daily, to test us daily,、
在每天的生活里面来试验我们
are we going to submit?
我们是不是要顺服
because this is the key to summing up.All things in Christ.
因为这就是那个使万有都在基督里同归于一的钥匙。
In Genesis 2, all things were summed in God. God says it is very good.
在创世纪第二章里面，所有的事情都在神的里面。神说，这是好的。
God was pleased.
神满足了。
But God is not pleased in Genesis 3.
但是神在创世纪三章里面没有满足
There is rebellion.
有那个悖逆
Today, brothers and sisters, there are over 6 billion rebellious hearts on this earth.
弟兄姊妹今天在这个地上有那个超过6亿的不顺服的心
And God has called each one of us personally, first of all, to allow him to turn that around.
神呼召我们每一个人，让我们的心能够回转过来。
This is what it means to be a Christian.
这就意味着要成为一个基督徒。
This is what it means to know the gospel.
要知道什么是福音。
The good news is that God once again has a person that is no longer rebellious.
这个好消息是神有一个人是一个不悖逆的人，不是一个悖逆的人。
See how practical this is.
我们看到这是非常的切实际。
We often think, well, God is going to come back, Jesus can be on the throne, and people are just going to make sure they obey all the traffic lights.
看到说我们想的说，有一天神要来，主耶稣坐在宝座上，所有人都遵守交通规则。
Make sure everyone pays their taxes.
每一个人都报税交税。
Brothers and sisters, it's much deeper than that.
弟兄姊妹实在是要比这个意义还要深
It's going to be like the sun, a purity of heart.
就像那个儿子一样有一个非常清洁的心
A holy heart.
有一个圣洁的心
A sanctified heart.
有一个成圣的心
In God's redemption.
在神的救赎的里面
There are several phases.
有几个步骤
And God expects us to come to the last phase.
神要是我们能够来到最后这一步
If you believe in Christ this morning, you're justified.
如果你主耶稣你被称
You have God's salvation in his son.
你在神的儿子里面有救赎
You will go to heaven.
你会去到天堂
That is the first step.
这是第一步。
But God wants to sanctify us.
但是神也要使我们成圣。
He wants to set us apart.
他要把我们分别出来。
He wants to separate our heart from this world.
他要把我们的心从这世界里面分别出来。
So that the money of this world,
所以这地上的钱，
the possessions of this world,
或者所拥有的财宝，
the power of this world,
或者是世上的能力，
the position of this world,
这个世上的位置，
the prestige of this world,
或者世上的这个荣耀尊荣，
the fashion of this world,
或者是那个时尚，
the fact, the political appointments of this world,
或者这个地上政治的位置，
the culture of this world,
或者是属世的文化，
the entertainment of this world,
或者是地上娱乐，
and the latest, of course, the information technology of this world,
或者最后就是地上的所有的现在的科技的信息，
which really is nothing but an electronic tree of knowledge of good and evil.
实际上就是一个电子的知识树。
Now, am I saying that we are not to participate in any of those 10 things that I just mentioned?
我不是说我们在这些事情里面没有份。
Jesus ate and drank. People called him a drunkard, called him a wine bibber.
主耶稣喝酒的时候，人说他是酗酒的。
Jesus was in the world with an undivided heart.
主耶稣在这个世上是有一个没有被分开的心，一个清洁的心。
I think I should say, should I say undivided?Anyway, he was pure in heart. His heart was divided between that which was of God and that which was not of God.
他的心是清洁的，他知道什么是属，什么是出于神的，什么是不是出于神的。
His heart was pure.
他的心是清洁的。
He could be about the things of this world and never attached.
他可以在这个世上，但是却不被这些事情所抓住。
That is baptism.
这就是那个施浸受浸。
When a young person or an older person comes in and says, I am through with this world.
当一个人来说，不管是年轻还是老人，说我在这世上厌弃了。
This world will not satisfy me.
这个世界不能够再满足我。
I don't want to be pulled in by it.
我不想要再被他拽进去。
Pulled down by it.
或者把他被他拉下去。
I want to be separated.
我想要被分别出来。
That's a person that's ready to be baptized.
那个人就预备好了要被施浸，要受洗。
But it doesn't stop right there. It doesn't stop.
但是我们不是就在这里停止。
We move into deliverance.
我们进到一个被救赎的。
And what do you and I need to be delivered?
你和我需要从哪里被拯救出来呢？
Jesus would go about and he was always delivering.From these unclean spirits, even in the synagogue.
甚至在那个主耶稣总是拯救那些不洁净的灵。
Do you have an unclean spirit?
你有那个不洁净的灵吗？
I have many unclean spirits.
在我里面有很多不洁净的灵。
All you have to do is ask my wife.
你只要问我的妻子就好了。
I can lose my patience in a minute.
我可以在一分钟之内失去耐心。
I can say an unkind word with a smile.
我可以面带微笑说一句很难听的话。
Oh, we are very, very subtle.
我们是非常非常狡猾的。
We can sit here and we can sing how we love Jesus and how we love the brethren.
我们可以在这里唱歌说我们是怎样的爱主。
But it's a lie.
但是是个谎言。
Often it's a lie.
经常的只是一个谎言。
God is away. He wants to deliver us from that.
但是神给了我们一条路，就是要把我们从救出来。在罗马书八章一二节，他的确是要来拯救我们。他把那个生命圣灵的力来赐给我们。那个生命圣灵的力要比那个律法的力要更强。所以我们就能够被拯救。
I am crucified.
我被钉在十字架上。
Everything that is going to be summed up in Christ has gone through the cross.
每一件能够在基督里头同归于一的都要经过这个十字架。
The cross is that barrier every day in our life that we either go through or we stay on this side.
那个十字架就是那个界限，我们或者经过，或者我们在这一边。
The cross is much more than a lovely necklace around the neck.
那个十字架是远远超过只是一个在脖子上的一个项链。
The cross is a lot more than just a piece of wood in which you hang criminals.
那个十字架。十字架远远超过把一个罪犯挂在那个木头上。
Often when we think of the cross, when we look at a cross like that, we think of that's where Jesus hung for 6 hours.
我们想到十字架，说是那个主耶稣在那个木头上被挂了6个小时。
Brothers and sisters, the cross was an entire lifetime of the Lord.
那个十字架实在是主耶稣一生的生活。
It's spiritual.
是属灵的。
It's a life that did not want its way.
是一个生命，不是要自己的。
The cross is John 5:30 when Jesus says, "I can do nothing on my own."
在约翰福音5:30，主耶稣说我凭着自己不能做什么。
What does that mean?
这话是什么意思呢
？Jesus hung the stars in place.
主耶稣。
Jesus.Hung all the stars in place.
主耶稣不算重心。
Could Jesus have taken himself off from the cross?
主耶稣能不能够使他自己从十字架上下来
？Could Jesus have breathed and all the soldiers and everyone around and just spat him? Could they have fallen dead?
主耶稣能不能出一口气使周围的所有这些士兵都死呢
？Very, very easy.
非常非常的容易。
What does he mean? I can do nothing.
那他说什么意思？他什么都不能做呢
？I do nothing of my own human spirit. I do nothing unless the Father instructs me.
他凭着自己人的性，他什么人的性格，他什么都不能够做，他只做父神让他做的。
Jesus' mother was very conscientious. We're running out of wine. There's no wine. What do you do at a wedding? No wine.
主耶稣的母亲意识到说那个婚宴上没有酒了，我们该做什么呢
？Jesus had to almost rebuke her.
主耶稣几乎要责备他。
Jesus had to get him. Could Jesus turn water into wine? Very simple.
主耶稣能够把水变成酒吗？非常容易。
It's not. That's not the issue. The issue is doing the Father's will.
问题是他要做父亲的旨意。
See, brothers and sisters, we do ministry during the day.We can involve someone. We can go to meetings. We really have not been instructed by the Lord.
我们做很多的事情，我们给别人打电话或者是聚会，但是都不是出于神。
Much of Christendom today has been man-made.
很多的基督徒甚至是人造的。
God is not instructed.
神没有这样指示。
God's way is often to wait.
神的旨意是常常是要等。
Saul could not wait another day.
扫罗不能够再等一天。
要 drop down the kingdom on his head.
把那个国带到他带到他那里。
Everything comes down to the cross.
每一件事情都要经过十字架。
Are we going to deny our thoughts, our emotions, our will?
我们要来拒绝我们自己的意志情感吗
？And allow the Lord to instruct?
来让神来给我们指示吗
？With the right spirit.
一个对的灵
the right timing,
在一个适的时间里
the right way,
在一个合适的方法里
are we going to do it?
我们能做吗
When we let him do it, that is being summed up in Christ.
我们若让他这样做就是在基督里同归于一
God's life, the Lord Jesus' life,
神
the Lord Jesus' life,
主耶稣的生活
And the Lord Jesus' cross,
主耶稣的十字架
being born in our life,
在我们的生命里面重生
And God looks and says, that's being summed up in Christ.
神看着说，这就是在基督里同归于一
That's our responsibility as the church.
这就是我们教会的责任
God is using us to sum up everything.
神是要借着我们来在基督里合一
But this, like any beachhead, starts.One person at a time.
就像很多摊头阵地一样，就要从我们个人开始。
Sisters, it's not your husbands who are responsible.
姊妹们，不是你的丈夫要有这个责任。
It's you.
是你自己。
Husbands, it's not your wives.
丈夫也不是你的妻子。
It's you.
是你自己。
Oh, the day we quit worrying even about the closest person in our life, we start taking care of ourselves.
每一天我们的焦虑都是我们开始为自己来担心。
And we let God sum up everything of His Son in us.
我们要容让神让他的儿子在我们的里面。
Now we start moving towards those verses we read this morning, and He will reign forever and ever.
现在我们就可以往那个目标去，就是让他要做王掌权直到永远。
It's going to happen.
这会发生。
Now here is the last word.
这是我要说最后的话。
If we will submit now,
如果我们现在
while we are still believing,
如果我们现在还活着，我们就来顺服。
If we will be those five virgins that will allow oil to come into our lamp.
如果我们是那五个童女，让这个灯里有油
，The Holy Spirit to rule us，
来掌管我们
，To rule our tongue，
来掌管我们的舌头
，To rule our ears，
来掌管我们的耳朵
，Our hands, our feet, and our heart，
我们的手、我们的脚和我们的心。
Then we will rule forever and ever。
我们就可以做王，直到永远。
But if we do not do that now。
如果我们现在不这样做
If we do not subject to the Lord now,
如果我们现在不来顺服神
then there will be regrets.
我们就会有后悔
we will lose that opportunity, that reward.
那个我们就会失去那个赏赐的机会
Brothers and sisters, life is very short.
弟兄姊妹生活我们生命是非常短暂的
The way God intended,
神的旨意
is that100 times a day, we're just constantly walking around, submitting to the Lord.
是要我们每天的里面一百次的向神来顺服。
How do you raise two-year-old children that are unruly and demanding their way?
你怎样能够来养育一个两岁的孩子呢
？Submit to the Lord. Lord, I need your love and your wisdom.
交托给神，神，我需要你的爱。
Those two words, brothers and sisters, that prayer will carry you in the most difficult thing.In your studies and at work.
这两句话会来带领你经过最困难的时候，你的学习或者你的工作。
In your marriage.
或者你的婚姻生活。
Father, I have no love and I have no wisdom.
父，我没有爱，我也没有智慧。
Give me your love and your wisdom.
把你的智慧和你的爱赐给我。
As we practice that spiritual exercise.
如果我们这样子在属灵里面来操练。
Breathing in the Holy Lord by faith, I breathe in your Holy Spirit.
借着信把圣灵呼吸进来。
You are summing up all things in Christ.
你就在基督里面合一。
You will be ready for His return.
预备好他的再来。
You will not have any regrets when the kingdom is set on earth.
你就不会再有任何的后悔，神的国在这地上建立的时候。
This is the greatest value, the greatest profit.Of all things in our lives,
就是在我们生活里面最好的价值，最大的价值。
A billion years from now, this reward will just be the beginning.
这个在一亿年以后，这个赏赐只是开始。
The things of this earth pass away.
这地上的事情都要过去。
On my way to West office on Sunday morning, often there is a big truck, loaded.
在我去星期天早上去西南区的路上，总是有一个卡车正在那里装货。
It's loaded with about 15 cars.
车上装满了15辆车。
These cars are about this high, about this wide, and about that long.
那个车子大概是有那样的长宽高。
It's full size.
他们一度曾经是大车。
They've been.Put in a crusher in the field to where they're very, very small.
他们就被挤压到那样一个小的尺寸。
What is it? It always just strikes me such a reminder of this earth.
就提醒我地上就是这样子。
10 years ago, someone was standing in the showroom and they looked at this beautiful paint job. Oh, honey, I think this is the car. This in this beautiful.
十年前可能有一个人正在看着这辆车说亲爱的这个车不是很好看吗
10 years later, it's a piece of steel.
十年以后只是一堆的烂铁。
That applies to everything in life.
这就描述我们生活中的一切。
Some of you young men are good in athletics.
年轻的弟兄可能是非常好的运动员。
That's short-lived. It's short-lived. Athletic ability.
年轻的运动员的生涯是非常短的。
And you beautiful women, young women with no wrinkles.
年轻的女孩子没有任何的皱纹。
It's only a matter of time, and your face will look like a dried prune.
只是时间的问题，你的脸就会看着像个干枯的地。
God wants to sum up everything in His Son, and He does it through a pure heart.
神要在借着一个清洁的心，使我们能够在基督里头合一。
A submissive heart.
一个顺服的心。
Submitting to our wives.
顺服我们的妻子。
Submitting to our husbands.
顺服我们的丈夫。
Submitting to our parents.
顺服我们的父母。
Be kind to one another.
彼此能够有恩慈，以恩慈相待。
Brothers and sisters submitting to one another.
弟兄姊妹彼此顺服。
With the Spirit of God.
在神的灵里面。
And all of us then can participate in the summing up process.
使我们每个人都能够在这个合一的这个事情上有份。
Until everything is complete in Him.
使每一件事情在它里面都能够终止。
We want to do that this week.
愿我们在这个礼拜来实行。这个礼拜愿我们向神来呼求。
Lord, I'm a sinner.
主啊，我是一个罪人。
Tell the Lord how unkind we are to our spouse.
告诉神，向我们的配偶是何等的不良善。
And when we do that, which is taking the cross, the Spirit fills us.
当我们这样做的时候，当我们背起十字架的时候，圣灵就充满我们。
This is how we grow.
这就是我们如何的来成长。这就是我们来使天父来满意。我们的生活就变成一个属天的一个浪漫。
No more heavy burden of religion.
没有不再有那个基督教的宗教的负担。
Trying to be good, trying to be nice to your neighbor.
一直在努力的想要对别人好。
Doesn't work.
这 不可能实行。只有主的生命。父王是 何等的一个美好的救赎。感谢你呼召我们进入这样的丰满。我们感谢你所有的丰满都在基督里面有形有体。
And your son has turned around and placed all of his life and nature and character into us.
主耶稣也把所有的这些丰满、这些性情放在我们的里面。
And now, together with the head, we can sum up all things in Christ.
我们跟我们和头一起，能够使万有都在基督里同归于一。
The spirit of faithfulness this week.
把那个顺服，把那个幸福中。信实的灵赐给我们。
So that you can say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant."
你可以说那个又良善又忠实的仆人。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。